His allegation is, in a nutshell, that Eloise, Storm, and Sully benefited from a kind of insider trading. In the case of Eloise and Storm, purchasing apartments, not houses, apartments, in a development in Trinidad by the state-owned housing development corporation called Victoria Keys. And he made several misrepresentations and falsehoods, and he drew certain conclusions and presented many innuendos which touch and concern the issues of damaging people's character and defamation generally. And, of course, breach their rights as citizens of Trinidad and Tobago.